And so this morning we want to look in the book of John, John chapter 4. And I want to read one verse, but I want to make reference to what is taking place here in this passage. You know, all through the Gospels, Jesus is, a lot of things are happening in people's lives. Jesus is making changes in people's lives. But through it all, he's also teaching those that are following his disciples. He's always teaching them, whether it be by sight or by instruction or simply by life itself. And so we should always be having that teaching or having that teachable spirit, maybe I should say it that way, as they learned something great in this passage of Scripture. So I want to read one verse, John chapter 4, verse 27. And the Bible says, "And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her?" Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We do pray, Lord, that you'll clear our minds, clear our thoughts. May we focus on you this morning. We know that there's a lot of individuals that are struggling with pain and just difficulties. We pray for them. But Lord, there's also people that are hurting, that's got questions, that is wondering whys, and even that has been distracted in life. We pray that you'll help them. But Lord, we do pray that if there's someone that's under the sound of our voice, whether it be through the airways or through here, that doesn't know Christ as our personal Savior, Lord, may their focus be on you, and may they come to know Jesus as their Savior. We thank you for each one that's here. We pray for the ones that are not. And Lord, we ask your help this morning, for it's in Jesus' name. Amen. We've titled our message this morning, "Marveled at What They Saw." Marveled at what they saw. The disciples had been sent away to get some food. And when they came back, they saw a different sight. They saw Jesus with a Samaritan woman. They saw him talking. They saw him looking at her. And they saw just an unusual sight, or at least a sight that would cause them to marvel. But you see, the Lord had a purpose. He purposely went through Samaria and had come as far as Jacob's well. I'd like to call it a divine appointment. He came through just to talk to this woman. But yet through that talking and through that event in this woman's life, others looked on. And what they saw, they began to marvel. The Bible says that Jesus was wearied. He was tired because he had the man's body, how he came into this world. So there was physical things that, just like we, he was tired and he was wearied and he sat down at this well. The Samaritan woman had come to draw water. And Jesus said the words, "Give me to drink," in verse 7. "Give me to drink." Now that struck up a conversation. You see, this Samaritan woman was one that many people looked upon as, we don't need to associate with her. We don't need to associate with what she stood for or what her life currently represented. But Jesus asked for drink and asked her to draw some water. And when the disciples saw this, and when the disciples came upon they returned and they marveled. You see, this was going to be a moment in time that would change this woman's life. That would change her life. If we kind of considered this woman, if we were trying to visualize this scene, and a lot of times I do this, I try to visualize the scene, and it actually helps your mind. It actually helps the mindset of what's still going on. You see, the woman was very busy. She was doing things. She was doing what needed to be done. And she was thirsty. You know, we have had a very damp and wet year. It's you know, we've had some very dry summers in the past. This year is, I don't know what the water level is, but it seems like every day there's a chance of rain. And things become, you know, plants and different things have really grown, and they've really took off in their growing. But yet, if we were without water for any length of time, as we've seen some dry times in our life, things begin to get very weary. And things would start drawing up, and plants would die, and grass dies, and trees die, and all these things. Well, if an individual is without water, then it doesn't take very long that a person would perish. So she was busy about doing those things, doing what had to be done, just simply living life. And this woman had some things that she had to do, but in the midst of all this, Jesus came on the scene. In what one might consider an unlikely place as we look at her life, but yet through the Lord's eyes and through the Lord's divine plan, it was a very likely place, because Jesus knew that he would see this woman. But the disciples marveled. They marveled at the circumstances. They marveled at what was taking place. Now, ask yourself the question, has there ever been a time in your life that when you walk upon someone that you know and you see them talking to another individual, you think to yourself, well, I wonder why they're talking to them? You know, that happened. I don't know if it happens as much now in school. Probably does. But in school, you would get to school early, and people would have these groups. You would have your friends, and you would have your groups that you associated with before school started or before the bell rang. And so in your group, if you saw an individual talking to someone that maybe, you know, wasn't a part of that group, then you might question, well, why is that person talking to them? I wonder what they have to talk about. And then your mind begins to wonder, well, I wonder if they're talking about me. You know, that's usually the first thing that is thought of. And you start thinking on those things, and your mind begins to wonder. And it doesn't stop. It continues maybe in the workplace. Same thing happens, and maybe even in relationship, friendships that you have in life. But you wonder, what are they talking about? What does Jesus and this lady have in common? What does Jesus need to be talking to her for? You see, there was some issues with him talking. First, he was talking to a lady by himself. But second, she was a Samaritan, and he was Jewish, and that's like back in the day, that's like mixing water and oil. You know, it's just not supposed to happen. But yet they marveled. They marveled. In talking to Jesus, even she made reference in verse 9. The Bible says, "Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, ask me, or ask drink of me? Which am I, a woman of Samaria? So even she is thinking within herself, why are you talking to me? Why are we talking? Because we're two different and different situations and different lives and so on. The Bible says Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. But yet this was a divine plan. This was something that was orchestrated by the Lord, and it changed a life. It changed a life. Why would Jesus think it was so important to take time for her? Well, let me remind you of the first part of John 3:16. For God so loved the world. That's important. For God so loved the world. You know, it's not about who you are. It's not about where you're from. It's not about what people think of you, but it's about what Jesus can do for you. The disciples were seeing firsthand. As they marveled, yes, they were probably thinking those things, but in the realm of what was happening, the disciples were seeing firsthand. It's not about who you are. They were seeing firsthand, it's not about what you have done or not done. They were seeing firsthand, it's not about what others think about you. But they were seeing the Lord Jesus having a desire to speak to this woman and to change her life. They were seeing firsthand what Jesus was doing for people. They were seeing firsthand, and they were learning a lot of valuable lessons. They were learning a lot of valuable lessons. They marveled as they walked up. They marveled. Well, I want to give you just a few things this morning about this event, and we're going to make reference to a few of these verses. But the first thing that they saw, and the first thing that they would marvel about or could have marveled about, is the fact that Jesus talked to her because he loved her. He was talking to her because he loved her. Think about who he was, the Son of God. Think about why he came. Think about the purpose and the fact that he took time to talk to her. He took time to talk to her, which shows you, and it should show us, and it should show, and it showed the disciples that every single person is valuable. Every single person is valuable. You know, when you're in the world, and when you're in the, especially the corporate world, you know, you might think that you're valuable, but yet when you're not there, someone else takes your place. Someone else takes your place. And when I was talking to a manager one time, it's been a few years ago, I was talking to a manager, and although he was joking, I believe there was some seriousness about what he said. He said, it's not about what you did for me yesterday, it's about what are you doing for me today. And that's where society is. You're only thought highly above, you're only thought highly of because of what you're doing for someone else, or how you're making money, or how you're achieving this and how you're achieving that, and all those things. That's the mindset of the world today. And as the disciples walked up on her, they were thinking to themselves, I'm sure, why would Jesus waste his time on someone that is lower class? But in reality, Jesus knew exactly what he was doing. Jesus knew exactly what he was doing because it was a divine plan, because he loved her. He loved her. Think about who she was. Let's look at her life just a minute. You would consider her a woman that made some bad decisions. Some bad decisions. And it seems like, as a person sometimes makes bad decisions, then once the decisions start, then it becomes a downhill spiral. Recently, I was talking to an individual that made some bad decisions in their life. And they got out of those situations and they were kind of starting new, if you will. And then it seems like they're making those same decisions. That's ultimately what this lady was doing. She would get out of one situation and go right into another situation and do the same things. And so, you know, you wanna say to those individuals, well, didn't you learn from the last one? And as I was talking to this individual, the person said this. They said, you know, I guess the reason that I'm doing this is because that's all I know. Because we make decisions a lot of times based on our experience and based upon that's all we know, and we don't know anything else. And so I kind of picture this with this lady here, that she made some bad decisions. And we can look at that and we can say, well, you know, I would never do nothing like that. And we could do all those things. But yet if we look at our own life, we would see bad decisions that we've made. Just maybe not the same ones, but they're still bad decisions. She was giving into a life of sin. And that was her life. That was her life. She couldn't change her past. She tried to make changes, and we'll read to you that just in a few moments, but she tried to make some changes because she was going from one to the other, but yet it wasn't what she needed. She had been in a life that was, I mentioned before, on a downhill spiral. Every day that passed, nothing changed. You might say she changed from one person to the other, but yet life didn't change. Circumstances might have changed, but life didn't change. And that's what Jesus will do for you. He will change your life. He will change your direction. And as disciples looked on and as they marveled, they saw a woman that had made some bad decisions. So many are trying to do just that. They're trying to achieve their own success. And I'm convinced of this. Working harder is not always working smarter. There's been some times in my life that I didn't feel like I could get anything done, but yet those were the times that the Lord seemed to do the most. And it seems like the harder that you try, the less that happens. And I wonder if a lot of that isn't because we're trying to do things within our own strength instead of the Lord's strength. She was trying everything. She was trying everything. She was trying this and that, and you can see her life and the decisions that she's made, and she was trying to do all those things. And Jesus said, give me to drink. And she said, why me? Ultimately, that's what she was saying. Why me? I'm a Samaritan. Jews don't have anything to do with the Samaritans. It's a known fact. But I'm glad that no matter who you are, what you've done, where you've come from, Jesus loves you. He loves you. And He can change your life. He can change your life. this woman made some bad decisions. And many would look on her and walk the other way. But Jesus sat down and waited for her and said, "Give me to drink." Why else would they marvel? They saw Jesus loving someone that one would consider unlovable. Another reason that they would marvel is because Jesus talked to her because he desired a change in her. He desired a change. No one needed to tell her that she was a sinner. No one needed to tell her that she was living a life that was not very popular. No one would need to tell her these things, but yet she still chose to do them. But the verse that I think of that is in relation to that is this: "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." For all have sinned. We're all guilty of making bad decisions. We're all guilty of doing things that maybe we shouldn't have done or maybe made some bad decisions of. Verses 16 and 17, the Bible says, "Jesus saith unto her, Go call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. And Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidest thou truly." In other words, Jesus knew everything about her life and still chose to sit with her. Jesus knew everything about her life and still chose to be with her and to try to change her. That's who Jesus is. And that's where the misconception is a lot of times in the world is the fact that people are watching man and not looking at Jesus. Because man, sometimes, as Christians, man is not a good representative of what Jesus can do. Because sometimes, if we're not careful, we're guilty about not loving people the way that Jesus does. We're guilty about not being taking that extra step and welcoming somebody, or taking that extra step and talking to somebody, because the first thing we do is we look on the outside in their actions, but Jesus looks on the inside in the love. Jesus looks on the inside. Jesus would change her life. Would change her life. He knew her life. And most importantly, he knew she needed what he had and what he could offer. Number three, he talked with her because he longed to satisfy her. You see, she wasn't satisfied, always looking for something different. Psalm 107, verse 9, the Bible says, "For he satisfieth the longing soul. He filleth the hungry soul with goodness." This woman went to the well because she was thirsty. She was thirsty. But what the water was going to offer her wouldn't last long, because she would be thirsty again. And matter of fact, just talking about drinking water makes an individual thirsty. And first thing I think about when I read this passage of Scripture, the first thing I think about is, and I don't know where there's very many now, but I grew up in the mountains around mountain streams, and they were springs, some of the best water that you could ever taste. And I used to love, and my grandpa had a dipper, and we would go and we would dip the water, and it was just so refreshing. But yet, as soon as we got back, we would eventually be thirsty again. You know, that's a good representation about what the world has to offer. That's a good representation that the world is only satisfying for a short time. The world only offers, you got to keep in mind, the world only needs you when you're valuable to them. And the world will only offer you what will satisfy for a very short period of time. And that's the kind of life that this woman was living. And Jesus was getting ready to offer her something much greater. The things in this life are only temporal. They will only bring relief for a short period of time, and soon something else is needed. Something else is desired. It's kind of like the old saying, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. Because it seems like people continue to look and they're searching. But they're searching in the wrong places. The most important thing is that we settle in and have that relationship with Jesus Christ. It doesn't mean we're not going to have problems. It doesn't mean we're not going to have trials. It doesn't mean we're not going to have aches and we're not going to have pains. But the most important thing is that we're satisfied because Jesus died for our sins and He changed our life. I will never forget it. And I've made reference to it before. But I will never forget the 60-year-old man that I was able to tell him about the Lord Jesus at the altar one Sunday morning. And I prayed with him and he accepted Christ. And his first words to me was, I feel like a great weight has been lifted. A great weight has been lifted. He talked to her because he longed to satisfy her. Verses 13 and following, the Bible says, Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. And let me kind of put it like I put it a while ago. Whoever drinks of what the world has to offer will thirst again. Because you're satisfying, trying to satisfy the outward, but not the inward. But the Bible goes on to say in verse 14, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Jesus is the one that makes the change. Jesus is the one that offers you where you'll never thirst again. The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not. She was looking. And I think deep down there are people that are looking and they don't know what they're looking for. They're trying to find peace. They're trying to find some type of security, or they're trying to find some type of hope, and the world is full of it. But I will tell you, based upon what the Bible says and based upon my own life, the only one that can satisfy is Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can satisfy. The things of this life are temporal. We can never truly be satisfied until we meet Jesus in a personal way. It's amazing to me how many people know the word Jesus or the name Jesus. It's amazing to me that when we celebrate holidays and so on, you know, people will display the cross or they'll display the manger, but yet they don't have a true knowledge, a heart knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Jesus cared so much for this woman that He took time for her. He took time for her. He desired that relationship. He desired that relationship. And number four, He talked to her because she had a purpose. She had a purpose. Every single person has a purpose in life. She had a purpose. Do you realize that when she met Jesus, she began to spread the good news? The good news. Verse 28 says, the woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, come and see the man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out into the city and came unto him. In other words, she gave some good news. And they came to see. They came to see. In verse 39, if we fast forward just a few verses, in verse 39 says, and many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of this woman, which testified, he told me all the things I ever did. Jesus knows everything about everyone. He knows us as we are. And he still loves us. This woman simply gave her testimony. Gave her testimony. That encounter and that event and Jesus taking time with this woman, she left a changed woman and she became an instrument. She became an ambassador and she became a witness of Jesus changing her life. Jesus changing her life. All along, the disciples were learning who Jesus was. Yes, they marveled. And the first things that we think of is the fact that they marveled because he took time to sit with this woman. He took time to talk with this woman. He took time to have this conversation with this woman and all those things. And yes, they probably marveled because of that. But yet, when they came back, and these others, when she went and got these others, I believe their marvel changed and they learned themselves what Jesus could do in a person's life. When I was growing up, I grew up in some little churches up in the mountains. I grew up with the windows open. I grew up with flypaper hanging down from the lights. With the flies, and of course I was one of them that was watching the flies. But I grew up with a lot of tears, and I grew up with a lot of prayers, and I grew up with people coming to know Jesus Christ, and I grew up seeing people's lives changed. We serve the same Jesus. We serve the same Lord. Yes, things have become more modern. Things have become a little different. People are a little different. Times have changed. But there's one thing that remains the same. And that is every single person needs Jesus Christ in their life. And it's not about what you've done. It's not about who you are. As far as your bloodline and all those things, it's not about the past mistakes you've made. It's not about decisions that you've made. The most important thing is that you have that relationship with Jesus Christ. The disciples were learning who Jesus was. They marveled that he talked to this woman. And no one asked why. No one asked why. But they began to see the big picture. So many times in life, we look at the nows. We look at this moments. But you see, Jesus saw the whole picture. Do you realize by Jesus taking time with this woman, having the conversation and not allowing her the fact that she was a Samaritan and all those things, you know, as the disciples might think, we shouldn't socialize with her. Do you realize by him taking time with her, changing her life, others came to know Jesus? The most important thing in your life and in my life is our relationship with Jesus Christ. That's the most important thing. Our lives get full of so many things. We run here, we run there, we run so many things. And if we're not careful, we can drift from the important. We drift from what's important. When if we just stop and realize that he's in control of everything anyway. And if we allow him to work in our life and allow him to help us, then I just wonder if we would see more times by stopping and talking to someone that's a little less undesirable. Jesus still makes you marvel, just like he made these disciples marvel. Our lives can become very cluttered with things. But you know as well as I do, the most important thing is people knowing Jesus as their personal Savior. That's the most important thing in life, is people coming to know Jesus Christ. Jesus took time for her, and the disciples marveled. And Jesus will take time with you this morning if you're willing to talk to him. You see, she had to be willing to talk. She had to be willing to listen. And that's something that we all need to do, is being willing to talk and be willing to listen. And if we do that, we will be marveled over what we see him do in lives. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. And what a tremendous message that we have in this event about you taking time for someone like this woman. Our lives are full of bad decisions. Our lives are full of mistakes. Our lives are full of things. But nothing is more important than you. Lord, our prayer this morning, as we have this invitation, if someone wants to come and talk to you and take time, no matter what's on their mind or heart or whatever that they're dealing with, that you will take time for them. Lord, help us that our lives are, that we don't allow the clutter in our lives to influence us, but help us to focus on you. Because lives can be changed. So, Father, I pray if there's someone that doesn't know Christ as our personal Savior this morning, Lord, I pray that you'll speak to that heart and cause them to realize they need to be saved and that they come forward. Someone will take the Bible and tell them about Jesus. Have your will and way, we pray. For it's in Jesus' name, amen.